I remember the fourth grade. I'd always heard my aunt talk about Arsh potatoes, and I remember writing A-R-S-H.
Yeah.
My teacher didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you, and then after you've burned a fire in the fireplace, do you have to clean out the
ashes?
And you call, well, one of those things over there would be a
chair.
And now the thing like we're sitting on here, what do you call this?
Well, I'd call it a couch now.
Mm-hmm. What do you used to call it?
Sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Our divan, and even further back that, a divan. I've heard so many people I grew up with, everybody called, if you called it a divan, they wouldn't know what you're talking about.
But you had to say a divan.
They called it a divan. That's what the kids would have called it where I went to school when
mm-hmm.
I started school.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd have called it anything else, they would have asked you, did you mean the divan?
Oh, wow. What about the piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it to put clothes in?
A chest of drawers, or chest of drawers, before I realized it was chest, I thought it was chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers, I didn't know that. Well, now, would that have a mirror on it or not, or did that matter?
It would have been a dresser if it had a mirror.
Oh, okay, that would have made it a dresser, okay. Now, just talking about things like tables and chairs and stuff like that, collectively, you'd call
furniture.
The things that people would have to pull down at the windows to keep the light.
Shades.
And a little room kind of to hang clothes in.
Closet.
And did you ever see like a big piece of furniture to hang clothes in?
Yeah.
Well,
Shifter rug.
Now, up at the sort of between the roof and the ceiling of the house.
Attic.
And a little room off the kitchen where people might store
a pantry, which everybody ought to have.
I
miss it.
Did you have a pantry in your
house? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere I ever lived when I was a kid, it was standard.
It was just standard to have a pantry. What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Well, we'd call them junk, but. Think a lot more appropriate names.
No, well, junk. Yeah, that's what I was wanting to do, the word junk. Now, in talking about housework, generally speaking about housework, in order to get a house in order, you'd say that you have to
straighten the house. Occasionally clean the house, but have to clean the house, but straighten the house or clean the house.
Mm-hmm. A thing that you'd used to sweep with would be a
broom.
Now, well, before we had, washing machines and all this, in talking about how they got the clothes clean, they'd say they had to do the
washing.
And then to get the wrinkles out, they'd have to do the
ironing.
And a place, well.
Well, they'd do the ironing, or they would iron. I mean, that's the way we call it.
Before they had dry cleaners, if there was a place in town where you took, like, just things to be washed, not, of course, that was before, I guess, I don't know.
We just called them laundry.
Laundry, yeah.
We never used one, though.
Yeah.
It was expensive. Anybody took their clothes to laundry, well, they were living pretty high.
Yeah. But they did, but, well, now.
There were plenty of them around.
That's what I was going to ask, were they pretty,
plenty of them around.
Yeah, in the city. Now, if you were in a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd say you have to go up
the stairs.
And then like a house like this one, like your house that when you were a child, that had a porch, to get from the ground to the porch, you'd have to go up the
steps.
And if it was a porch like that, sort of porch on the back of the house, did you distinguish between those?
They're just calling back porch or front porch. If it was a little porch, it was a stoop.
Oh, it would be a stoop?
Yeah.